Halacha Aleph. Hamoitzi Shemra al Bas Yisrael, someone who publishes, who speaks in public, a defaming story, a slanderous story about a Jewish girl, and this means specifically a husband who marries his wife and then claims that at the marriage she was not a virgin. V'nimtza hadavar sheker, and this turns out to be false, and all these procedures for how this is done and how this is proved to be false will be discussed later. Loike, such a man who tells such a defaming story about his wife receives malchus. He's punished by malchus. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yisru oisai, they shall punish him. And we learn that this yisru, this punishment, means specifically malchus, because in another case, in a case of ben sorer umora, the pasuk also says v'yisru oisai, they shall punish him. And there it means specifically malchus, because there it says ben sorer. The word ben is used, ben sorer umora, and at the case where malchus is described in the Torah, it says also the word ben v'hoya im ben hakoy sarasha. So we have two cases of what's called gezeira shava, through which we learn that the punishment here to be inflicted is also malchus. V'yazhara shaloi, and where does the pasuk, where does the Torah warn one against telling slanderous stories about someone? Miloi soilech rochil b'yamecha. From the pasuk, and we have learned these halachas previously in Hilchas Deis, v'yaseilech rochil b'yamecha, you shall not go tale-bearing or slander-bearing among your people. V'noisein li'aviha Mishkal Meyosloyim Kesef Mizukok. He is required, besides this, to pay to her father, besides the Malkus, he must pay to her father 100 Sloyim of pure silver. Again, as we learned in Halacha, in Perek Aleph of these Halachas, in the first chapter, we learned that these fines are to be paid in pure silver and not in silver that's one part silver and seven parts copper, which is the coin that the ordinary ksuva is paid with. V'im hoysa yisoyma, if she was an orphan, she had no father, hareihem shalatzma, then the money is paid to her herself. Perek, halacha beis, v'hamoitzi shemra al haketana, someone who tells this slanderous story about a ketana, one who has not yet reached her maturity, and he married her, oyal haboigeris, or one who is a boigeris, she is already 6 months past her maturity, that is a girl who is not a nara, poter min haknas umin hamalkus. He, if this tale is proved to be false, he does not pay the fine, and he does not receive malkus. Ve'enei chayav, he is not to be punished by these two punishments, unless he publishes this slanderous story, specifically it must be a nara, about a nara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hoitziu es besulei hanara, they shall prove the virginity of the nara. Nara mole diber hakosav, the pasuk specifically insists that we are dealing only with a nara, and not with a girl of any other status. Halacha Gimel, Ein Donin Din Ze Ela Bifnei Habayis. This case can only be judged at a time when the Beis Hamikdash is standing. Ubezdin Shal Esrim Ushloisha. And it has to be done before a Bezdin of 23 Dayonim, of 23 judges, as we will learn later in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that capital cases can be judged only when the Beis HaMikdash stands and only by, specifically by the court of 23 judges. Even though he's not being put to death, he's being required to pay a fine, and he's got given malchus. However, since the case does involve a capital case, because should it turn out that he has told the truth, that she indeed was not a virgin and had committed adultery after the kiddushin, she would be put to death. And therefore, since it's a capital case, although no capital punishment may actually be given here, the case can only be judged by a court competent to judge capital cases, which is 23 judges, and only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Aval ha'oines v'hamefate, but the previous cases, which we learned in the previous two chapters, the case of rape and seduction, donim behem becholzman, they can be judged at any time, even when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, and b'shloisha, since those are money cases, only three judges are required. K'moy she'yisboer b'hilchas Sanhedrin, as all these rules will be explained in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in the fifth chapter, Halacha Dalad. It's a positive commandment, it's a positive mitzvah, the Torah, just as we learned in the case of oines, in the case of rape, here also, in the case of motzi shemra, mitzvah saseh shal Torah, it's a positive commandment, shateshev eishes motzi shemra tachtov leyolam, that the wife of this motzi shemra, the wife of this man who published a slanderous story about her, shall remain married to him forever. That is, he may not divorce her. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Veloi siya le'isha, she shall remain his wife. Afilu iveris, even if she be blind, oimukas shchin, or if she suffers from some skin disease which disfigures her, he is not permitted to divorce her. V'im girsha, and if he did divorce her, besides having transgressed the positive commandment that she shall remain his wife, over al loisase, he also transgresses a negative commandment, a mitzvah loisase shenemar, as the pasuk says, the Torah says, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav, he shall not be permitted to send her away, to divorce her for the rest of his life. And they force him, umarzir, and he must restore her, he must remarry her, and in this case he does not receive the punishment of Malchus for transgressing the negative commandment, just as we have explained in Oines, in the case of Oines, as we have explained in the first chapter of these halachas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, that the negative commandment of Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha Kol Yomav is superseded by the positive commandment of Lo Yisiya L'Isha, she shall remain his wife. And therefore we say that he is required to fulfill the positive commandment, he must remarry her, and there is no malchus on the negative commandment. However, if he cannot fulfill the positive commandment, v'imkidem acher v'kidsha, if someone else, meanwhile, went ahead and gave her the kiddushin, so now he can no longer remarry her, oy shemeso, or she died, oy shahoya koyein, or if he, the first husband, was a koyin, she'osur b'grusha, and is not allowed to marry a divorced woman, hareza loike, he is given malchus, al gerusheo, for having divorced her, because he has transgressed the negative commandment, and he can no longer fulfill the positive commandment. Halacha hei, nimtza bo dvar zima, if it turns out that she is guilty of promiscuous conduct, although it's not proved that she actually engaged in adultery, but she engages in promiscuous conduct, or it turns out that she is forbidden to be married to him because of a chayve lavin, because of a negative commandment that forbids them to be married to each other, or a positive commandment that forbids them to be married to each other, v'afilu shniya, even if it's only the rabbanon, even if it's one of the list of women whom the rabbis proclaimed that one may not marry, hareza yigarshena beget, he must divorce her and give her a get. Shenemar veloisi elisha, because the pasuk requires she shall be to him for a wife. Why does it say to him for a wife? It's enough to say she shall be a wife. To him for a wife, isha haru'uya loy, a wife who is appropriate for him. V'loma lo yovo yasei v'yidches lo yisasei, and why don't we say that the positive commandment shall supersede the negative commandment? Since there's a positive commandment that he must marry her, why shouldn't it supersede the negative commandment that forbids him to marry her? Bein b'moitzi shemra, bein b'oynis. We could ask this question both in this case, the case of motzi shemra, of telling the slanderous story, and in the case of rape. In both of these cases, we say that although the mitzvah is that he's required to marry her, if she should be forbidden to him by a negative commandment, then he does not marry her. In both of these cases, we could ask the question, why doesn't the positive commandment requiring him to marry her supersede the negative commandment that may forbid it? The Yisa Zuho Asura Loi, and we say he should marry her even though she's prohibited to him. The answer is Shaharei Efsha Shaloi Tirtze Hi Leishev, because it might be, it's possible that she will not wish to marry her, to remain married to him. V'nimtza Asei V'loi Sase Kayomin, and therefore it will turn out that both the positive and the negative commandments will be fulfilled. That is, as Mefarshim explain here, that she is prompted by the Beis Din to state that she does not desire to remain married to him, or in the case of rape, she states that she does not desire to marry him, and then we have fulfilled the negative commandment. She does not marry someone to whom she's forbidden. And we fulfill the positive commandment, because the positive commandment does not require the marriage to take place against her will. Halacha Vav. Ketzat Hoitzoas Shemra. How is this case of shame of Hoitzoas Shemra taking place? How is this case of the slanderous report to be judged? And how is it happening? Hu sheyovei le-Beis Din. This is a case where the husband comes to the court, to the Beis Din, ve-yoymar, and he announces, Nara zu ba'alti, I had intercourse with this, with my wife who is a Nara, who was of the age of Nara, ve-loy matzosi lo besulim, and I did not find her to be a virgin. U-keshe-bikashti al-hadavar, and when I went investigating the matter, Noidali, I was informed, shezin sotachti achar sheirastiha, that she committed adultery while I was already married to her after the kiddushin took place. The Eluheim Edai, and these two people are my witnesses, shezin sabifnehem, they are witnesses to the fact that she committed adultery. Ubezdin shoimim divrei ho'edim, Ubezdin then hears the testimony of the witnesses, v'choikriyam edusam, and they cross-examine their testimony, im nimtzeis hadover emes, and if the thing turns out to be true, that she did indeed commit adultery after the kiddushin, niskelas, then she is put to death by the death of skila, as the case of all who commit adultery after the kiddushin. V'im hevi ha'ov edim, but if her father brings counter witnesses, v'huzmu ha'edim shehevi ha'bal, and they refute the original witnesses that the husband brings, v'nimtza sheheidu sheker, and it turns out that the first witnesses had testified falsely, that is, the second witnesses testify that at the time the first witnesses claimed to have witnessed the adultery, the first witnesses were somewhere entirely, some entirely different place, and could not have witnessed what they claimed to have witnessed. Yisoklu. Then the original pair of witnesses are to be put to death by the death penalty of skila, because the case is always vasisem loika shezomam. False witnesses of this sort are punished with the same punishment that they would have inflicted upon the person about whom they said their testimony. And since were their testimony to be substantiated and to remain acceptable, she would have been put to death by skila. Now that they have been refuted and proven false witnesses, they are put to death by skila. V'yilkehu. And now, since the claim of the husband has been proved false, Yilkehu, receives Malkus, v'noisein meyos sloim, and he has to pay the 100 sloim, the 100 pure silver pieces. This case is, of course, an exception to the rule that we learned in the previous chapters, that one does not receive two punishments for the same act. Here he is paying the fine, and he is receiving Malkus, and this is an exception to the rule. V'alzenemar, about this case, the Posuk says, about the case where a second set of witnesses testified that the first set of witnesses had committed perjury, had sworn falsely. This case is referred to in the Posuk as Ve'ele Besule Biti. This is the proof of the virginity of my daughter. Not that the clothing or the sheet is actually displayed in court to prove her virginity. It means, Elu ha'edim, these are the witnesses, she'yazumu edei habal, that who will refute the witnesses brought by the husband. Chozar habal v'hevi edim acherim, if then afterwards the husband went ahead and brought a second set of witnesses, v'hezimu edei ha'av, and they refuted the witnesses that the father had brought, harei hanara v'edei aviha niskalim, then the wife is given skila, because now she remains once again convicted of adultery, and the second set of witnesses, the witnesses that the father had brought, who would their testimony have remained valid, would have caused the first set of witnesses to be put to death by skila. Now they are put to death by skila. Al zeh nemar, about this case, the Pasuk says, v'im emes hoyo hadova hazeh, if this thing proves to be true, mipi ha'shmua lomdu, we learn by oral tradition, Sheparshazu Yeshba Edim Vizoimim Vizoimim Ezoimim, that this refers to the case where there were witnesses, and a second set of witnesses who refuted the first one, and a third set of witnesses who refuted the second one. And therefore, the original tale turns out to be true. Halacha Zayin, Hoitzi Aleho Sheimra Vihi Boigeris. If he told this slanderous story about her when she is a boigeris, afal pi shehevi edim shezin satachtav kishehoisa nara, even though he brings witnesses who say that she committed adultery after the kiddushin and at that time had still been a nara, hareze potam min hamalkus umin aknas, and then it turns out to be false, he does not receive Malkus and he does not pay the fine, because the story was published at the time that she was a boigeris, and the fine and the Malkus is given for telling such a story only about a nara. V'im nimtza hadover emes, and if it should turn out to be true, harezu tisokil afal pi shehi boigeris, she receives skila, even though she's already a boigeris. Skila is given only in the case of a nara. Hoyilu be'esha zimsa nara hoysa. Since at the time that she committed adultery, she had been a nara, she receives the punishment that a nara receives for adultery, and that is the punishment of skila. In the case of a boigeris, the punishment is not skila, but the punishment is hereg, is beheading. Halacha ches. Kol nara she'ein lo knas, any girl who does not receive the knas in nensa or in ispatsa, in the case where she was raped or seduced. These cases are listed in the first perek halacha tes. Any such girl who would not receive the knas, would not be paid the knas in the case of rape or seduction, so also if her husband told such a story about her, about a woman who comes under that category, is absolved, he does not receive malchus and does not pay the fine. V'chein ha-goya shenizgaira, a non-Jewish woman who converted to Judaism, v'ha-shivcha shenishtachara, a slave woman, a servant girl who was set free, p'chusa mibas sholisholim, before she reached the age of 3 years, afilu hoysa hoyrosa shaloi b'kedusha v'leidosa b'kedusha, even if it's a case where she was conceived by her mother before she converted to Judaism, and later on she became Jewish, or before she was the slave was set free, and then she was set free, so that the conception was not under the holiness of Judaism, and the birth was under the holiness of Judaism. She was born into the Jewish religion. Hamoitzi aleha shemra potem min haknas umin hamalkus. But the moitzi shemra, the one who told a slanderous story about her, does not pay the fine and does not receive malchus. Shenemar, because the pasuk in this case specifies ki hoitzi shemra al besulas Yisrael. He has told a slanderous story about a virgin among Yisrael. Achetia hayrosa veleidosa bekedusha. Her conception and birth has to be under the holiness of the name of Yisrael. Otherwise, this case does not apply. Halacha tes, kiddush nara, if he was mekadesh a girl, he made kiddushin with her, v'gersha, and then he divorced her before the nesuin, v'chazar v'kitsha, and then he was mekadesh again, he made again kiddushin with the same girl, v'hoitzi aleha shemra, and he published this slanderous story about her, v'hevi edim shezin satachtov, and he brought witnesses that she had committed adultery while married to him, bekidushin harishayim, under the first kidushin, v'nimtzu zoymimim, and it turns out that they were refuted, and they are told false testimony, hareze poter, he is not required to receive malchus or to pay the fine. V'chein im hoysa yivimtoi sheknosa, if she had previously been married to his brother, and her brother died childless, and now she is his Yevama, as the case of Yevama was explained in the previous halachas, and Hilchos Yibum v'chalitza, Shekinosa, and he had married her, v'hoitzi aleha shemra, and he told a slanderous story about her, v'hevi edim shezinsa tachas kidushe yachiv, and he brings witnesses that she had committed adultery after the kiddushin of the brother, not after his kiddushin, but she had committed adultery against the brother, the dead brother, v'nimtzu zaymimim, and these witnesses turn out to be false witnesses, hareze potem min ha-malkus u-min ha-tashlumim, he is not guilty to receive malchus and to pay the fine. V'chol ha-potter, and in all of these cases where we said that he's potter, that he does not receive malchus or pay the fine, he is also not required to obey the law of remaining married to her. Imrotza legoresh, if he desires to divorce her, yegoresh, he may divorce her. Halacha yud, einei chayiv, ad sheyivar loisa kedarka, he is not guilty of receiving malchus and paying the fine of 100 pieces of silver and being required to remain married to Racha Yivaloisa Kedarka, unless he has already consummated the marriage and he has had intercourse with her in the natural fashion. V'yoytzi Sheimra al Habi'ila Kedarka, and this slanderous report that he tells in Beis Din has to be about that time when he had intercourse with her in the natural fashion, and he claims that at that time he found her not to be a virgin. Be'ola shaloi kedarka, if he had intercourse with her in an unnatural way, ve'oma aloi mitzah siha besula, and he says, I did not find her to be a virgin, potter. Then, in such a case, he is not guilty and not required to receive these punishments. But in such a case, by rabbinical decree, he is nevertheless punished with malchus. This malchus is given as a warning so that people will not be in the habit of bringing such frivolous accusations against the Jewish girls in Beis Din. Halacha Yud Aleph. V'chein, so also im Omar, loy mitzasiya b'sula, if he says, I did not find her to be a virgin, v'loy Omar shezin satachtai, he does not claim that she committed adultery after the Kiddushin. He simply says she was not a virgin, she may have had intercourse before the Kiddushin. He does not claim that adultery took place. Oysha Omar zin satachtai, he says, I suspect that she committed adultery while married to me after the Kiddushin, v'loy hevi edim, but he himself did not bring the witnesses into Beis Din, elabo me'aleihem, these witnesses came by on their own, hareze potter, if it turns out that the witnesses are false, he is potter, he is not guilty of receiving, to receive malchus and to pay the fine, afal pisha ha'edim nerogim im huzmu, even though the witnesses, when proved false, are put to death, but he is not punished by malchus and by the fine. When the Torah says in the pasuk, "Ufarsu hasimla," they shall spread out the sheet, they shall spread the garment, loshen kovid. This is a euphemism, shenoisim v'noisnim besisrei hadover, that they are to make a thorough investigation into all the secret aspects of this case here, of this happening. It does not mean, the Rambam says, that the actual cloth with the virgin blood on it is spread out in court, in the Beis Din. V'chein zeh sheyoymar ha'ov, when the father says, Eila besulei biti, this is the virginity of my daughter, that does not mean that the blood is displayed, that means, Heim zoymemei edei habal. That means that he brings witnesses who testify that the husband's witnesses had spoken falsely. V'des zeshenemar v'im emes hoya hadovar, when the pasuk says that if the thing turns out to be true, and the pasuk specifies that she's to be put to death, it means not in any case where she was found not to be a virgin. It means specifically kishezimsa acha hoerusim, when she committed adultery after the kiddushin be'edim, and there were witnesses to that fact. Shenema, as the pasuk says, the Torah specifies liznois beis aviha, to commit adultery while still living in her father's house. That is, before the nisuin, but after the kiddushin. Aval koidem hoirusin, but before the kiddushin took place, if she had intercourse then, kvar omra Torah ba, the Torah already said, shehi ptura miklum, she does not receive any punishment. And only the one who had intercourse with her, if he's to be found and there are witnesses, then he has to pay money, as we learned in the first two chapters, Bein Pita, Bein Honest, whether that's a case of seduction or it's a case of rape, the one who was the perpetrator in that case has to pay monetary fines and damage and shame, and in the case of rape also for the pain, but there's no punishment done to her if she was unmarried at the time when that took place. And the Rambam finishes, Sliku Hilchis Nara Besula, we now take our leave from the Halochis of Nara Besula, and in Yitzhashem we'll begin Hilchis Soita.